Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final half hour, hour number one here on this Thursday, July 9th, 2026 edition. Well, in their closing statements before John James walked off the stage without shaking his opponent's hands, John James said that his business focuses on exporting parts with General Motors and the Ford Motor Company. Furthermore, James then slightly went on an attack after Perry Johnson and his 4747 plan to eliminate the state income tax as a way of providing $4,747 a year to families keeping their state income tax. John James said Perry Johnson, frankly, came up with this magic number that he admitted came from ChatGPT. My campaign's dealing with acts. We're going after the waste that's already been identified, returning money to you the first year. The first year? John James' plan is to give us some money back the first year. And then using the funding that we already have for our infrastructure to make sure that we can actually fix our roads. Also, now you're going to plagiarize Governor Gretchen Whitmer's slogan, where she won governorship 2018-2022, saying, fix the damn roads. You're going to actually use that? Make sure we can actually fix our roads. Well, Johnson tried to interrupt James, his attack against his 4747 plan is being called stupid by James. Well, James clapped right back and said, exactly, it is stupid. No, you see, John, this is what you don't get. Republicans and the governor this year just passed last Friday, July 3rd, the largest budget in the history of the state of Michigan. $86.4 billion. When Governor Gretchen Whitmer took over January 1st, 2019 from Rick Snyder, Snyder handed her a $58 billion state budget. During her two terms of governorship, she's up to $86 billion. Perry Johnson wants to come in and do an audit and reduce the budget and pass the savings on to the people in eliminating our state income tax. And what's going to happen as a byproduct, not only will we, the people, save that money and put it in our checking savings accounts to pay our bills with, but guess what? It will lure millionaires to move to our state. How do we know this? History. Every single state that has eliminated the income tax has grown their population. Michigan has been in a state of decline, folks, since 2010. Do you realize that 2010 U.S. Census, you know, the one that's taken every 10 years, every decade? State of Michigan was the only state in the country to lose population in 2010. where did the most population growth take place? States that didn't have any income tax. Florida, Texas, Tennessee. They got our people. Our people moved to Florida. Our people moved to Texas. Some moved to Tennessee. When we eliminate the income tax with Perry Johnson, governor, millionaires will come back to our state. Eliminating the income tax does not help the common working man. It does not help the retiree. It basically does nothing for people who are living on pensions and Social Security. What it helps is the millionaires. But I got a very simple question for you guys. What do millionaires do with their money? They invest it, get a return on their investment, most of the time starting up new small businesses. During these businesses opening, they need to hire people. They need to train them to know how to make their widgets, their goods, their products, their services. That takes people moving back here. And the biggest thing Perry Johnson said after eliminating the income tax is eliminating the property tax. Especially starting off with seniors. After living your entire lives, paying off a 30-year mortgage, owning your property finally free and clear, you got to continue to pay property taxes to keep your house. Perry Johnson said the first step is to eliminate property taxes for anybody over 60. Then, as we make more and more cuts, create more and more efficiencies in state government, we will eliminate property taxes for everybody. What's that going to do to our population? It will grow it. We need to grow, or your state is dying. If you're not increasing your population, you're losing population, your state's dying. Why? Because you're relying on those people still living here to pay the entire cost of government. When we get down to 9 million people, like we will under Governor Jocelyn Benson, your cost to stay here is going to go up. Your property taxes are going up. Your income tax may be raised. Your deductions probably eliminated. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing that these guys don't get it. Perry Johnson gets it, but they don't. And then the last little quip before he stormed off the stage without shaking his opposing candidates' hands. John James said, "The fact of the matter is, Mike Cox hasn't won an election since, goodness, before the iPhone was invented." That was supposedly his mic drop moment. Well, the moderator thanked them for participating, thanked the audience for watching. Good evening from Detroit, Fox TV 2 News in Southfield, Michigan. Perry Johnson, Mike Cox shook hand. John James stormed off the stage. He's not going to shake their hands because the poor little baby got his butt spanked. Go to perryjohnson.com. There's no donate button. You cannot donate to his campaign, number one. Number two, you can get a yard sign online and they will ship it directly to your house. Folks, you have to understand something. This election is less than a month away. There's another debate this evening. It's going to be with Rick Elbum, Wood TV in Grand Rapids. Let's see if John James shows up for this one. People are already voting. You need to make sure they understand who to vote for. So that's the wrap up. Oh, this is so good. I can't wait to give this one. Well, one of the things that we're excited about, we're really, really excited, is after this debate, 2 weeks from this Saturday, is a big party, and you guys are invited. This Saturday, July the 11th, well, July 25th, Ted Nugent is coming to Liberty Mountain, USA to do a fundraiser for the Michigan Republicans and the county parties. Just found out yesterday, Scott Page is coming as well. He is the musician that was part of Pink Floyd. He's going to be there entertaining the folks as well. We're excited. This is going to be a blast. And so what we want to do is make sure that you're a part of it. Go to libertymountainusa.com, click on the events, and buy your tickets for the Ted Nugent Rock Michigan Red concert. Saturday, July 25th. Gates will open, I believe, at 6 o'clock. It's going to be a blast. So we're going to be there. We'd love to see you guys. Can't wait. So we are going to have fun, and we want to make sure you guys are aware of it. So go again to the website, libertymountainusa.com. Get your tickets. Now we're going to finish up this hour with some more stories that have been coming out about this budget that was passed last Friday. A record $1.7 billion of school aid fund money funding colleges and universities in the new budget. Newly passed fiscal year 2026-2027 school bus budget furthers a decades-old budget practice that has grown substantially in recent years. $1.7 billion going to higher education and community colleges. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one. Little housekeeping on some text messages. William Hamilton, longtime Patriot friend down in Lapeer County, longtime listener. John James is absolutely a horrible candidate. Up until last night's debate, we could have actually played Where's Johnny? Just like the old Where's Waldo kids book. Laugh out loud. He's nowhere to be found, but hey, we can thank John James for our new cars spying on us. Sarcastic. Absolutely agree. Greg O'Neill, Patriot brother, Second Amendment defender downstate. Uncle Ted needs to drop his endorsement of John James and get behind Perry Johnson. Well, Greg, why don't you come to Liberty Mountain and talk to Ted Nugent directly? Walk right up to him and confront him about it. Because I plan to. I'm going to talk to Ted directly. I'm emceeing part of the event. And I'm going to ask him point blank, who advises you on who you endorse? Because while I love your patriotism, I love your support for the Second Amendment, big defender of our Second Amendment rights, I don't think I've ever agreed with one of your political endorsements. Who gives you the advice? Who gives you the information? How do you determine your endorsements? Because I got to tell you, Brother Ted, you're off base, brother. You do not know our conservative patriot community when it comes to your endorsements. And again, President Trump got bad advice as well. Well, honestly, if you look at the track record, when it comes to primaries, when it comes to primary party, primary elections, Donald Trump has a horrible record of success when it comes to winning. He endorsed Matt DiPerno for Attorney General. He lost. He endorsed Christina Caramo for Secretary of State. She lost. He has endorsed Mike Rogers, 2024 U.S. Senate race, he lost. Even though President Trump won Michigan, November 5th, 2024, Elisa Slotkin beat Rogers by 19,000 votes. When it comes to primaries, President Trump does not have a great record. Neither does Ted Nugent. Just saying. But I am going to press Ted. He's going to know who Chuck Arandy is after Saturday, July 25th. He's heard of me. I've been told by certain people in his circles, but Ted's going to know me. Going to look him in the eye, shake his hand, and say, who the hell advises you on who to endorse? Well, getting back to this short story about the school aid fund. $1.7 billion record for higher education and community colleges came out of the budget last Friday. The money will support university operations, scholarships, Indian tuition waiver reimbursements, and the state's community college budget. These areas that were once funded through the general fund have now been increasingly shifted to the school aid fund. This is a record that adds new weight to the ongoing Lansing debate about whether the school aid fund should be treated primarily for K through 12 funding only, as opposed to the broader fund that now supports colleges and universities. As this practice becomes more routine, the question now begs, how much longer can we continue before it starts squeezing out money going to K through 12 schools? Under the conference report, it came out House Bill 5630, higher education budget will now include $200.1 million school aid fund shifts for scholarships, $84.6 million for university operations, and $15.4 million for Indian tuition waiver reimbursements. The budget also continues funding community colleges through the school aid fund. The community colleges budget were listed at $496.7 million, and none of it came from the general fund. Senate Fiscal Agency analysis shows grants and financial aid in higher education budget growing from $519.5 million to $770 million, most of it going under the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Some analysis shows school aid fund support for grants and financial aid growing from $200 million to $425.1 million. Unbelievable. And I got a very simple question. Why are we still funding universities? If you look at their endowment funds, billions and billions of dollars donated from their alumni and wealthy individuals earning interest at unbelievable numbers. And us taxpayers are still funding Michigan, Michigan State, and Wayne State. Unbelievable. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put 4,700